The word of the day is pizza. I'm embarrassed to say, I shouldn't be embarrassed to say this, that in high school, I worked in our school cafeteria briefly. I was fired. But before I was fired, I did make that, you know, that pan of greasy, doughy, pizza that sort of was like Chef Boyardee pizza, but maybe not even that good. And it has definitely colored the way I've looked at pizza ever since. So on this edition of Central Standard, we are going to talk about pizza in all of its infinite varieties. It is one of the most popular dishes in America, and everyone has his or her very personal opinions on the subject, whether they like Sicilian pizza, Neapolitan pizza, or Chef Boyardee. That's on the second half of the show. On the first half, we're going to be talking what we always talk about, new and exciting restaurants. And I'm Charles Ferruza with The Pitch and The Pitch's food blog, which is at Fat, well, it used to be called Fat City. Now it's at Fast Pitch at pitch.com. And I am joined by three very, very talented writers, and I'm going to have them introduce themselves, starting with Chris.
My name is Chris Basica. I write for the Restaurant Guide of Kansas City, and I have a blog called www.cafechris.
And I'm Mary Block. I write the Restaurant Guide for the Kansas City Star, and I have a blog at aroundtheblockkc.com.
And I'm Emily Ferris from Feed Me Creative, and I am a freelance food and drink columnist.
Very good. What's the hot drink of the week, would you say?
My drink, I do a Friday drink special for MadeMan.com.
Right.
And I made a take on a dark and stormy because the news was a bit gloomy this week.
That's for sure.
So I called it a tart and stormy. So it's rum and ginger beer and a little fresh squeezed lemon juice.
That sounds good.
It's and delightful. Refreshing and boozy.
Very good.
Yes.
Perfect.
All right. And you are always welcome to join the conversation. We want to hear about where you have been to eat. There's a lot of new restaurants that have opened in the last month, a couple that have closed. I guess this is the time to bid farewell to Kansas Town on 39th Street. It only lasted 5 months. And
is that one of those? I know you have a few cursed locations on your list in Kansas City. Would you consider that location cursed, or it just hasn't found the right fit?
I think both, maybe.
I mean, Macaluso's was there forever.
Right. Okay. And I think Tommy is still in that building. Tommy Macaluso's is still in that building. And let's see, what else closed that really kind of surprised me?
It'll come back.
It'll come back, I think.
Hey, only one closing isn't bad news.
No. This was another closing and kind of unexpected, but anyway, if you would like to weigh in and join the conversation, the telephone number here is 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. You can send us an email to centralstandard@kcur.org and send us a tweet to
@kcurcst.
Very good. Well, now that's going to drive me mad, the other restaurant that closed. So, it's coming to me. It's coming to me.
Did you write about it on the Pitch?
Yeah, I did write
about it. I'll go search for that while we start our lists.
I'll tell you what. Nika's Lanyape Cajun restaurant at I believe it was 320 Southwest Boulevard.
Okay.
It closed. And, you know, the sad thing is, at least sad for me, I had eaten there about a month ago, and the food was really, really good.
They had changed concepts, correct?
Yeah.
Because originally they had that weird, like, create your own meal concept thing.
Which is always too much work for any diner.
If I'm paying you to create my meal, create my meal.
Exactly. You do it in the kitchen. We don't want to add that much input. But as a Cajun Creole / restaurant, it was kind of good.
I thought it was good.
Yeah. So I'm sorry to see it go. Well, what new places have you been to, Christine?
Well, before I talk about them, I would like to just mention an event that's coming up because I think this just sounds like a kick. Friends with Taste is an organization that's supporting Johnson County Culinary School. And
is this at Johnson County Community College?
Yes, okay. It is. And this is, it's called Wine Lovers, Wine Lovers the Musical, and it's July 26th. And Ryan Brazil is from Novel is the chef for the evening. And there's a variety of ways. Doug Frost is also going to be there. There's a variety of ways you can watch the musical, eat the meal.
Is that a show?
It's a show. It is a show. And it
like
actually,
a dinner theater show?
Yeah, but it's three people. And it's an argument about people drinking. It's something to do with two people drinking wine.
And the people in the audience taste the wine
and they taste
during
the wine
show
as they go.
Very
so it's very cute
mm-hmm.
concept.
Is
I
there
think.
A website that people can find out more about
I
it?
I think the best thing of their various websites to do is to go with go to Facebook, Friends with Taste. That, to me, seemed about the easiest.
And you can do the show without the dinner.
Yes. You can do just a wine tasting and the show, a wine reception, not a wine tasting.
So is it chefs drinking and singing or actors drinking and
actors.
Singing?
Okay. Actors.
Anyone we know?
I did not know them, but...
But Doug Frost has picked all the wines.
Huh. Doug Frost could, you know, he was a theater major.
I don't want him to drink and sing.
Yeah. Well, we could ask him, I suppose. But anyway, that sounds like a lot of fun, and it's July 26th at 6 o'clock. New restaurants I've been to, they are, one is relatively new, 6 or 7 months old. I don't know if their Overland Park location was here before their Shawnee one, but this is called Twisted. And don't just put Twisted into the internet. But it's 22030 West 66. This is Western Shawnee, which is always an adventure, I think, out there. And it's quite far west.
Well, if you're going to describe the food in one sentence, what would you say? Is it fast food? Fast casual?
It's relatively fast and quite casual.
Okay.
How's that? They've got wraps, sandwiches, tacos, burritos, and burgers. So it was all very good, and tasted very fresh, and it was.
I'm assuming
that
nice. The two restaurants are owned by the same owner.
They are a local person in Kansas City.
Is this
City.
A local chain?
It's a local two chain chain.
Okay.
If two restaurants makes a chain, this is a chain. The other place, as long as I was out west, I've been to recently, is called China King, and this is not a new restaurant apparently, and I think it was there before most of the houses. Now surrounding it, we're there, and it's hidden in the back, also on 66th Street, 220-68 66th Street.
I'm impressed because it has one of those old-fashioned, I'm looking over your shoulder here, Chinese menus that has like 10 million dishes on it.
Yes, it does, and they will make them all for you. And
well, I would hope.
Yeah, well, you wonder sometimes, you know, but... this is just one of those counter places that you go up and you order and then they bring you your food. But it was very fresh. It was very good, and they are happy to change it however you would like. Although with this huge menu, I don't know why you
what
would
is the most
change.
Expensive thing on that menu?
Oh my gosh, I think there's one that's up to scallop with garlic sauce is $9.49.
Oh my gosh.
And that is the most expensive. And they have a lunch special for $4.99. And it's one of the few places, actually, I ordered the chicken drop soup, the egg drop soup, which I don't even like normally, and it was good. I don't know why I ordered it, but it was good.
How's the atmosphere inside?
It's like a strip center. I mean, it's very basic.
Is it
just
sort of eat it and beat it?
Kind of
or
thing.
Take
and they
it
get,
and eat it at home?
They have a huge number of takeouts going in and out of there. I did see
and
that.
And that is China King, and the address again is?
Is... 22068 66th Street, and it's on the north side of the street, and it's hidden kind of in the back, so you really have to kind of look for
it. And that's also in Shawnee?
That is also in Shawnee.
All right. Well, we like to make forays to Shawnee every once in a while.
I know. It's thrilling. And then I'm going to talk about a new pizza place when we talk about pizza, but also went back to the Latin Bistro, was there last night. And the Latin Bistro is at 6924 North Oak Traffic Way in Gladstone. And I think that this place may have the worst location of any place in the city. And it is really a charming, darling place. And Chef Tito is very engaging. And
also apparently quite a vocalist.
He is. Last night, he and his son, who won Latin American Idol, who was home visiting for a couple months, I think. Anyway, they sang opera.
Wow.
And they were fabulous. I was just stunned. One woman listening with us was tearing up. I mean, so it was quite, they were wonderful. But anyway, the food there, I think, is really, really good.
It is a delicious restaurant. Yes.
And I think more people should go there and just sort of fight your way past that location.
It's very far north on North Liquor Drive.
Yeah, and, but on the other hand, I mean, I live, you know, way west currently, and it took us less than 20 minutes, fewer than 20 minutes, to 25 minutes to get home.
Okay.
So that's the Latin Bistro on North Oak Traffic Way.
And, Mary, before you start, I want to remind you that you are listening to Central Standard. We are happy to take your phone calls. We are talking about food. We're going to talk about pizza in the second half, but if you want to join the conversation, if you've stumbled upon any new and exciting restaurants you would like to share with us, the telephone number is 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can send us an email to centralstandard@kcur.org. And Emily?
A tweet to @KCURCST.
All right. And Mary, where have you been?
Well, I went to Pezzatino Italian Deli and Market, which is at 2101 Broadway Boulevard.
Now, that's pretty much a lunch-only place. I mean,
No. We went there for dinner. I think they close at 7:30 or 8, yeah. But you can go for an early dinner.
That's early, baby.
Yeah.
It's oily.
But we had dinner-type entrees, so it's not just for lunch. It's right around the corner from Cafe Gratitude. And it is just charming. I love the family that owns it. They could not have been more pleasant. I think the deli, you know, it says Italian Deli and Market. It's more than a deli. They have a deli case where you can see what the offerings are. But the food is just so much more than getting a sandwich. We had – they promote their piadine, which is like a pizza that's been folded in with the ingredients inside. I liked it, but I think the paninis were probably better.
How is that piadine different from like a calzone?
It's not closed.
Okay.
Well, also, and
it's almost like a quesadilla. It's an Italian quesadilla,
it's
more or less.
Thin crust as opposed to a more doughy, yeah, calzone crust.
Exactly.
It's very attractive inside.
It's really attractive. They also have a little market where they had some specialty items I had never seen in Kansas City before. So that was kind of exciting. They have really good salads. I had a panzanella and a beet salad, and they had an eggplant parmesan special. And I'm not a eggplant parmesan fan necessarily, but the pasta that came with it was fabulous, homemade.
Mary, you should probably say that the chef, Thomas De Gregorio, it was for many, many years at Paropos.
Oh, okay.
So.
And they have a happy hour every day with small plates. And the name Pezzatino means small bites. I highly recommend it. And then I went to Coco Bolos. I know we talked about that the other day. It's out in Prairie Fire at 5621 West 135th Street. And Michael Smith has consulted on it. And
I think Michael Smith is actually a little bit more than a
consultant.
Yeah,
I think he's done the menu and he's out there a lot.
Yeah, but we should also say that, you know, there was another restaurant by the same name of Coco Bolos in Leawood about, what, 10 years ago maybe? Yeah. And this is very, very different from that, very different.
And this, they have one in Manhattan, and then he's put his own twist on it. And because he's involved, I have to say I was disappointed. I expected more from the food.
Oh, really? I thought the food was really, really good.
I thought it was good. You know, the salsas were good, but they weren't like Port Fonda sauces, which I kind of, you know, would have thought. The skillet nachos were good, but not just out of this world. Somebody had a skewer, chicken skewer. Okay. I had a watermelon salad that was actually really good. The tomatoes weren't, which wasn't really his fault, but I probably wouldn't serve it if the tomatoes weren't great yet.
Tomato season. The tomatoes should
be ready.
It was, well, it was 2 weeks ago, so they probably weren't quite ready. Okay. They had a great caramel corn, which I enjoyed. And it's a really cute place. They have kind of indoor-outdoor seating at the bar and a nice patio. So I'd go back and try some of the other things.
What is the address of that again?
5621 West 135th Street. In the new Prairie Fire Center. And then finally, I went to Accurso's, which is not new, at 4980 Main. And I went in search of pizza because I knew that they had pizza, and a lot of people talk about that. And that was very good. But the pasta was – I was just so surprised
what
how good it was.
What pasta did you have, Mary?
We had a pasta puttanesca, and it was great. And we had just been in New York, and we had had pasta at several – pricey Italian restaurants, and this was every bit as good. I was just really impressed. And with the weather that we've been having, you couldn't beat it. We were sitting out on the patio and very happy.
That's very nice. And, they have a salad right now, a watermelon and goat cheese salad that is one of the most delicious summer salads I've had in a long time.
It's a nice place.
Emily, where have you been?
Well, I've not been to too many new places, but one is a pizza place. Should I save that for the second half, Charles?
I think we should save that for the second half.
I'll save that for the second half. It's a very new pizza place. Been to a few other pizza places doing my research for the show. I went to Urban Table earlier this week, and I sometimes forget about that place because it's not near where I live, but I really like it. It's at 8232 Mission Road in Prairie Village, and that's the Corinth shopping area, and they have nice little indoor-outdoor seating, and I feel like every time I go in there, they've kind of reconfigured their counter system, and they've done it again, and it seems to work better. It feels more like a sit-down place than an order at the counter, which I know you hate, Charles.
They eliminated that completely. And good riddance.
Yeah. And my husband and I shared the chopped salad. It's a chopped cob, and instead of chicken, they serve it with shrimp and pancetta, which was a nice kind of refreshing summery twist on a cob salad. And I was, which I shouldn't be doing on a 90-degree day, I was craving a heavy pasta dinner, and I got the carbonara, and it was so good. I couldn't quite tell if it was a homemade pasta or not, and or house-made, and our server thought it was fresh, but perhaps not house-made. But it had a fried egg on top, and I love anything with a fried egg on top. So I love that place. I will be going back more frequently when I remember it. I also tried to go to another. Are they PB&J? Is that the company that owns? Not PB&J.
No.
It's
Bread and Butter Concepts.
Bread and Butter Concepts owns that, and BRGR and Graham and Dunn. Also tried to go to Graham and Dunn on Wednesday night, the night that it was just perfect weather. And apparently everyone tried to go outside and eat that night on the plaza. So there was an hour and a half wait. So we went to Classic Cup, another place I don't think of very often, but I should think of more frequently. And we sat on the patio, and I had a simple Caesar salad and their chicken dinner special, which was delightful. And that is at 301 West 47th Street on the plaza. And they have it doesn't look like they have a lot of outdoor seating because they have that front little patio, but they have a ton of outdoor seating in back, though it overlooks a parking lot. It's still, if you're dying to be outside, that's a great place to go. And I have a little Chinese restaurant I went to as well, Chris. My favorite, it's not new by any means, but it's my favorite kind of middle of the road Chinese restaurant, New Peking at 540 Westport Road.
It's a venerable Kansas City.
And the thing I really like about New Peking, as opposed to other lower priced Chinese restaurants, is that I feel totally nice and comfortable having a meal in there. Because a lot of places I just want to get my food and take it away. But there, I really like the atmosphere in there, and the staff is very friendly. And
I agree.
It's a nice place to eat.
It was last redecorated in the 1980s, and if you want to walk back into the 1980s, you were there.
But it works. It works really well for that space. And when I first kind of discovered it for myself 3 or 4 years ago, I moved back about 5 years ago, and I always expected it to be a tiny little place. And when I walked in, I was so surprised by how much space there actually is in the dining room there.
They have the house chicken with the cabbage underneath. I always ordered that spicy. It's a great dish.
I always get the house beef, which is the same, and the whatever the sauce on it is so good, and the cabbage is a perfect balance with that. And their General Tso's chicken is very, very good. And I really like it. It's consistently good, and I really
It's not
like.
All that expensive, really.
No. Mm-hmm. For
I mean,
a nicer...
It's not China King, but...
No. And, it's not quite up to the level of, say, Bowling's, but it doesn't need to be, and it's a perfectly nice casual Chinese restaurant that I frequent probably more often than I should. And then this warm weather has had me going out for ice cream also more frequently than I should. So I've gone to Glacé a few times, and that's at 4960 Main. And that is the Christopher Elbow ice cream place. And they do fabulous flavors. And my favorite is their fresh mint. And I've also made a few trips to Fu's Fabulous Custards on 63rd Street in Brookside.
All right. We're always happy to talk about frozen custard. Frozen custard and pizza, and there is a combination.
Mm-hmm. Actually, that's not a bad combo.
No, it's a great combo. Fattening combo, but a great combo. I finally made it, and I think you all three have already been here, to the Preservation Market, which is located inside the Bridger's Bottle Shop in Westport, where the America's Pub nightclub used to be. And it's not truly a restaurant, I don't think. I think it's really a kind of a glamorous sandwich shop. And because they, their signature dish is the five sandwiches on the menu, and they've got a couple.
Of course, their salads are fabulous, too.
I'm going to take your word for it. I didn't have a salad.
Yeah.
But the sandwiches were delicious and really delicious and on good bread from Le Mans Bakery north of the river. And I was very impressed by it. It's, you know, it's a sweet little sandwich shop with salads. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, the changes it may or may not make to the neighborhood. I know, Mary, you're pretty excited that the karaoke bar is opening next door.
I didn't realize that.
Yes. Isn't it going to be in there, kind of?
Well, they are neighbors, and there is a connecting door. And apparently when this karaoke place, which is going to be called Off Key, and it would be Off Key if I was singing there, at Off Key, you will be able to order food from the Preservation Market.
Oh, and they will have private karaoke rooms, I believe, as well as kind of a general karaoke space. I'm a big karaoke fan, so I called them and tried to get in to sing a while ago, and they were not opening
yet. But if you're eating at Preservation Market, do you have to hear it?
You know, that's a good question. I don't think so.
I think that's kind of the point of the private rooms, is that you go and lock your drunk friends in a room and sing together.
Yeah, I got a tour of it, and the first thing I thought of is it's very dark and very blue lighting, and all I could think of was that scene in the movie, the vampire movie called The Hunger with David Bowie. And I couldn't stay in the karaoke place very long because of that. Anyway, we have a phone call. Let's go to Jim. Jim in Kansas City, Missouri, are you with us?
I am. Thank you.
What do you want to tell us, Jim?
I want to tell you that I was in a great jazz club last night called the Broadway Jazz Club at 36th and Broadway in Midtown.
And, oh, that's where,
Out of Bounds used to be.
Yeah, exactly, and several other places, too. I've heard mixed things about the food. What did you think?
I thought the food was absolutely terrific.
Well, what did you have?
Well, I gather they've got a new chef, and I had a couple of things. I had grilled asparagus, which I happen to like a lot, and I had an interesting dish called lamb pops. That apparently were smoked on the premises and were just terrific.
Okay. And what's the price range like?
The price range seemed to be sort of quite reasonable. Appetizers in the $8 to $9 range, and it went up through, actually, the lady that I was with had the filet mignon last night, which was priced at $29 and was fabulous.
All right, and is there a cover charge there because it's a nightclub?
There is not a cover charge, no.
Okay.
And is there live jazz the entire time you're there?
Live jazz? I don't know if it's the entire time, but we were there from about 6 to 10:30 or so, and there was jazz going on at that point.
Well,
they've got a Sunday brunch that we're going to go back for. Mark Lowry's trio is playing this weekend. Oh. And so we're going back.
Sounds great.
All right. Well, thank you. Well, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll be looking for the best pizza in and around Kansas City. Call in with your favorites during the break at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. That's coming up when Central Standard returns in just a moment. And here we are, back again. Welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Charles Ferruza. I'm joined by my other food critics, Emily Ferris, Mary Block, and Chris Pasica. Today and now, we are discussing pizza in and around Kansas City. What is your favorite place? Where is your favorite place to grab a slice or perhaps a whole pie? Join the conversation by calling 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or tweet us at
KCURCST.
And we are getting a lot of emails. Oh, we're getting some calls too. We got a tweet from PVHX, Waldo Pizza and Spin, best of each type of pizza in Kansas City. And Tom called in from Melbourne, Florida. He must be listening online. To say that when he is home in Kansas City, he likes Westport Pizza. Everybody has their own very distinctive favorites in pizza. And Chris, if you had to pick your number 1, 2, 3 favorite pizzas in Kansas City, what would they be?
Whoa. Well, I'm going to go out on a big limb and say Monday nights at Extra Virgin, they have a pizza there that you never know what it is, and you go in and you order it. I mean, you know when it comes, but it's $8 or something like that. They have half-price wine, and I love those pizzas that Virgin does.
Are they small pizzas?
They're about 10 inches, maybe 9 inches.
All right.
The first time Bill and I went there, we ordered one, and then we ordered another. It was so good.
So what was on that pizza, since obviously it changes from day to day, week to week?
He puts whatever. I mean, it's just very interesting. I mean, sometimes there will be arugula and sausage. Sometimes there will be duck. Sometimes there will be pork. It's just...
Well, and remember, he was involved with the original spin menu and came up with the crust, the dough, so he knows what he's doing.
It's really, really good. Secondly, I guess I am a big fan of Waldo Pizza. I think it's always, always good, and it's very consistent, and I like it. And I don't know, I like Spin's Pizza also really, really well. I also like Pizza Bella. I like pizza, period.
Sometimes even bad pizza is just fine pizza when you're craving pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you put out a shout out for Waldo Pizza. So let's see what Rochelle, is it Rochelle in Arundel Park, has to say about Waldo Pizza?
Yes, yes. I recently had to go gluten free. And I love pizza too, but it's hard to find one. And when I go to Waldo, it's one of my favorite places to go because they don't just have a couple of choices. They have an entire menu for gluten-free. And you not only get great pizza, but they have these garlic cheesy breadsticks that are to die for. And they don't taste like crackers. They actually taste like bread. And they also have desserts. I had a lemon dessert that was just amazing. And all my friends that aren't gluten-free were digging it. So it's really good.
All right. Hey, thank you, Rochelle. Waldo Pizza, people love it. Here is Nancy. Nancy calling from Waldo. Are you talking about Waldo Pizza, too?
I can walk to Waldo Pizza, and I do love Waldo Pizza, but I just found a new favorite in town.
All right. And what is your new favorite?
Johnny Joe's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
That's a classic. Okay. It's on 47th Street, I think.
They've got the location on 47th, which I believe is their original, and they just opened one a little closer to my house on 103rd and Warnell.
But the one on 103rd and Warnell is not called Johnny Joe's, correct?
It's not called Johnny Joe's. It just says Pizzeria outside, but it's the same guy that owns it. It's still Johnny Joe's Pizza. It's the same pizza.
All right.
And the other Johnny Joe's is at 1209 West 47th Street, just in the West Plaza area.
Right.
And it's a really
correct.
Small place. There only have a couple tables inside. It's more carryout.
It is. It's definitely more of a carryout, but it is the closest thing I've been able to find to New York-style pizza as far as take by the slice.
All right. Well, thank you, Nancy. And let's go to Nick. Nick, what is your favorite pizza, Nick?
I was just going to say I'm out in Overland Park throughout the week, and I go to Rosati's Pizza for the slice. It's from like 11 to 3 o'clock, and it's kind of like a Chicago style. All their pizzas are really good, but I would definitely go by the slice. It's fairly inexpensive, and it's just outstanding. I think that's the best, in my opinion.
All right. Hey, thank you, Nick.
Where is that? Do we know?
It's
in Overland Park.
Well, there was one, I think, where Johnny Joe's took over in the Watts Mill, 103rd and Warnell, near Coach's. I think they took over an old
Rosati's. R-O-S-A-T-I-S.
Is that a chain?
It looks... according to the website, there is one on College Boulevard in Overland Park, and that's the only one. It's 9928... College Boulevard.
You know what? I have had a pizza from there. It was good. It was very good, actually. Let's go to Ben in Lee Summit. Ben, what pizza do you like?
Have you guys heard of Sarpino's Pizza?
In Westport?
Yes, there's 6 locations in Kansas City. Lee Summit, Vivian, 127th and 127th and Vivian in Overland Park.
Wait, now, Ben, do you work for Sarpino's?
I'm a big fan of Sarpino's.
Oh, okay.
I've eaten Sarpino's in Overland Park at work. And they just put one in the Lee Summit as well.
Okay. Is that a chain pizza place?
It is. But they went back to old school. They make all their dough fresh. They bring all their vegetables in whole and slice and dice everything themselves. And so it's a very fresh product, and as a matter of fact, they're like a whole Italian gourmet kitchen with no sit-down.
All right. Hey, I'm a big fan of sit-down, though. You know, I don't want to order at a counter. I want someone to come to me. Let's go to is it Tomas in Kansas City?
It's Thomas.
Thomas, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Good.
I wanted to an open fire wood-burning pizza in Kansas City, Missouri.
Is that on Broadway?
Yeah, it's on Broadway and 39th, and it's an awesome place with an art school in back, and they grow a lot of their ingredients and smoke some of their meats and things, and it's a real cool place. They put on a lot of venues and things.
All right. And that is, the actual title of it is?
Yeah, it's Open Fire Wood Burning Pizza.
Open Fire Wood Burning Pizza.
Broadway, yeah.
All right, and there's a parking lot right in back of it. I've been there once. Let's go to Sharon. Sharon in Kansas City.
Sharon, hi, I wanted to mention Bella Napoli on Brookside, mm-hmm. Near 63rd.
Uh-huh.
They have a great pizza anytime, but on Monday night they have $5 and $6 pizzas. And they have a great variety, but they also respond to whatever your own taste is. I happen to be a no-added-fat vegetarian, and they just do an absolutely great pizza for me.
Now, what kind of vegetarian are you?
A no-added-fat.
Oh, I should be on that diet, too.
Yeah, they you know, most of their pizzas have a lot of olive oil in that, and they're very good, but they leave the cheese and the olive oil out for me and add a lot of other things, and so it's still a very delicious pizza.
Very good.
I go to Bella Napoli every morning, but I have yet to try their pizza, so perhaps I will do that this
week.
Is it? Okay, good. Hey, thank you, Sharon. Thank you. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy and Waldo.
Hey, good morning. I tuned in late, so I wasn't sure if you'd already discussed this, but there is a fairly new pizza place in Waldo called Pizza Manifesto. It's right by Chipotle's here in downtown Waldo,
uh-huh.
And I just think it's excellent. The crust is great. They make it right in front of you. But it doesn't take too long. The ingredients are fresh. And I think they're struggling a little bit to get off the ground. So I would encourage my fellow water.
Let me ask you, Kathy. I was just there this week and got a couple pizzas to go to take to a meeting. Is it just carry out only in there?
No, there's some seating. There's not much, but it probably seats about 20 people all together.
Yeah, and I was impressed. The prices are not very high.
They're not very high, although they don't ever have any specials or anything. That's kind of, I think the downfall is in the marketing department. I believe, like a lot of restaurants, they thought if they build it, the people will come. But really, they kind of need to crank up the advertising and the PR, but.
Don't they have, like, some sort of concept-driven pizza? Is there some?
Well, I mean, it looked like you just pick your own. I mean, they have a basic pizza, and then you pick your different toppings.
Do you go down the bar and kind of point at what you want, or?
Right, you do. Okay. And there's several layers. I mean, you can get something as simple as just olive oil, garlic, and basil as your base. You don't have to have a really heavy cheese pizza, which I don't like heavy cheese pizza. So anyway, I would encourage everybody to try it, especially while they can.
Well, thank you, Kathy. And that's Pizza Manifesto, which is on 75th Street, just east of
Warnell.
Yeah. Correct. Well, let's go to, is it Kirsten in Overland Park?
Yes, Kirsten. Hi.
Hi, Kirsten.
I'd like to recommend Italian Delight, but I go to the one on State Avenue, 8145 State Avenue, and they have a New York style pizza. They used to be the restaurant that was the last holdout in the Indian Springs Mall.
I know, and that's sort of a classic Italian holdout in KCK.
Yeah, their pizzas are awesome, and the people that run it are just lovely.
That's correct. I've forgotten
about that.
Yeah, I go to the one. I think it's owned by a different family, but I go to the one in Mission, mm-hmm. and the food is very, very good there. Hey, thank you, Kirsten. Let's go to Lisa. Lisa from St. Joe.
Yes, hi.
You want to tell us about that new pizza place in St. Joe on Frederick?
Yes. I don't know if anyone's called in. I caught in late on the program. El Azarón is the name of the pizza place. Have you got calls in yet?
No, we were waiting for you, Lisa, to actually call in about
it. Okay. Yes. So, Elazarone, the gentleman is from St. Joseph, moved away, went to New York City, did some training and cooking, and then came back, has brought in a pizza oven from Italy, from a many-generation family out of Italy that made the oven, and it's fantastic. It's very Italian pizza. He has all of his ingredients, as much as he can, from Italy brought in, you know, and he stays true to, I believe it's in the northern Italy. They have a pizza with an egg in the middle, and it's just lovely.
And the name of it again is?
It's Elazarone. I'll spell it for you if you have time.
Yeah, go ahead.
I-L-L-A-Z-Z-A-R-O-N-E. I hope I have the correct number of Z's and N's.
You do. I had written it down, too. I haven't been, but I've really wanted to. The pictures online, excuse me, look just fabulous.
And that is in downtown St. Joe?
Downtown St. Joe,
yes.
1628 Frederick.
All right. Hey, thank you. I'm kind of eager to go there myself.
Speaking of beautiful pizza ovens.
Yes, it's...
Charles and I went on a pizza date last night to Providence Pizza, which is a new place in Grandview off of 71. And I didn't realize this until we left, but it's actually part of that IHOP University campus.
International House of Prayer.
Yes. Yeah. So there's that big strip mall of IHOP things, and it's an old Long John Silver space in there.
Although
beautifully transformed. And only you knew it was Long John Silver's. Well, probably because you used to frequent it.
No, because I once worked for one and was fired. But it does happen.
They've done a beautiful, beautiful job with the space.
We should say that it's three brothers from Providence, Rhode Island,
yes,
who started it, and they created or bought, I haven't figured out which, this beautiful copper oven, because a week ago today they started doing Neapolitan crust pizzas,
yes,
in that copper oven. And I got to tell you, they were delicious.
And they have two different ovens, because I went
right
in the during the day, and they said they only have the Neapolitan pizza in the evening because it takes so long to get the heat up.
Yes, so they do. They actually do three styles of pizza. They do a Sicilian pizza, which is the thicker square pizza.
It's like a focaccia bread.
And they do a New York style pizza, which was the only one we didn't try.
And that's the one I did try.
It looked very authentic, New
York
style
pizza. Yeah, it was very nice. I think they do it by the slice, and he kind of forgot mine.
But I like that. When I lived in New York, I would go to those pizza places all the time, and I would say, leave it in the oven just a little bit longer. And then they do the Neapolitan style pizza, and I think they only have about six on their menu right now, but one of the brother owners, I guess they're still kind of experimenting with the different flavors and styles, and he came out and he said, I think we're going to switch up the sausage because the toppings are a little heavy for the style of crust. And so we said, well, just make something up for us. And he made this delicious, they're the best caramelized onions.
I want to say that it's owned by the Salvatore brothers from Rhode Island, and they all look like movie stars.
And we should say they also do in the mornings coffee and bagels and cinnamon rolls.
And they have grinders and calzones.
Yeah.
And
So that's 71 Highway and Main Street in Grandview.
In beautiful downtown Grandview. Let's go to Ruth. Ruth in Shawnee.
Hi there.
Hi, Ruth. What do you want to tell us?
I love the Pizza Man.
Where is the Pizza Man?
You know what? I wish I could tell you. I'm a transplant from Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
So I never know where I am when I get out of Shawnee. I get lost. I know it's on Slum. And it's in a little tiny strip mall. It's not much of a place.
Well, tell us why you like the Pizza Man, Ruth.
Well, I come from halfway between Chicago and Milwaukee, and we get real fussy about our pizza. And his pizza just is so good. I love the crust. I love his toppings. I love his sauce. It's just really good.
Is it thick or thin pizza?
Pardon me?
Is it thick crust?
Thin.
Thin, okay.
Thin crust pizza.
You know,
he also specializes in Chicago beef and Chicago style hot dogs.
Oh, well, there's a plot. Can you get a hot dog pizza?
Can you get what?
A hot dog pizza.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I suppose if you asked him, you'd
I might have them make that for me. Hey, thank you so much. Let's go to Bill. Bill in Leawood.
Good morning, gentlemen, ladies, and gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
I wanted to talk about two different local pizza places. One of them is the Cole Rhines. It's owned by Brett Springs. I've been there many times. It's on Ward Parkway, the old Le Bon Boucher, and reverse location.
It's at 616 Ward Parkway.
Thank you. Thank you. I was a little off. And then the other one is Blue Grotto. I haven't been to that one for about a year, maybe a little longer, but they have, what I remember is their pizza, I guess they have a Neapolitan pizza now, if I remember. They also have this chocolate pizza, dessert pizza. It's really good. And then going back to Cole Rhines, I like they have four or five different kinds of pizza, and they're all very good. The margarita one is really good. Their white chicken pizza is awesome. But what I like about both those locations, that they also have a fairly good priced bottle of wine you can get with your pizza. That's kind of, to me, it's really important that, you know, most pizza joints, they'll have soda pop or beer or something, right? And so these guys have wine, and the wine list is, you know, not like, you know, Le Fou Frogs or something, but it's really good wine, and it's a good time to go in there, and they're usually pretty packed. I think the concept is good. I think Cole Rhines is kind of a licensee of a Cole Rhines in Dallas. I think there's two of them in Dallas, but that's it. There's two down there and one over here.
Right.
And then I'm not sure about Blue Grotto, but I think it's in Brookside, right across from the Price Shop, right?
Brookside Plaza. Yeah.
And Cole Rhines is one of the places in Kansas City that does a gluten-free pizza crust.
Oh, great. Hey, thank you, Bill, for your phone call. And let's go to, we've got a whole bunch of calls here. Let's go to Doc. Doc in Kansas City, Missouri.
Hey, Charles. Good morning. Man, I'm getting hungrier with each call or for pizza. About a year ago, I tried Old Shawnee Pizza for the first time, and I think they make an exceptional pie. And
Where is Old Shawnee Pizza?
There's one about 60th and Neiman, and there's one out in Western Lenexa.
Okay.
But I'm the anti-vegetarian. I only eat meat ingredients. And I usually get a sausage and bacon. It's exceptional. The real star of their pizza is the crust, and it's on the lighter weight side, but the very bottom of it gets wafer thin like a cracker, like a saltine cracker, and I love that kind of pizza.
All right. Thank you, Doc. Now I'm hungry. All right. Let's go to Mike. Mike in Fairway, Kansas.
Hi.
What do you like to eat? What kind of pizza do you like, Mike?
Well, art of pizza, but it's not what I like. It's what my students liked. So I go down there and I buy a bunch of the pizzas and bring them back just to try what the students like. And it turns out that they like all of them except the vegetarian. And even an anchovy pizza that they have went over extremely well. Usually that doesn't go over well when I get it. But the thing that I noticed is that when I bring it to the students, suddenly pizza really becomes the subject. From other places that I've ordered, it's just sort of cardboard or drab or, you know, they're used to it. But I also had a cousin who went there with me from New York, and he said basically it's the New York type of pizza. So
well, let me ask you, what kind of classes are you teaching where you're bringing pizza to your students?
Oh, an economics class. And so on election eve, we'll have a party to take a look at what's going on, discuss what's going on in economics, and bring a bunch of those pizzas there. And
what a great teacher you are. I mean, I never had a teacher bring me pizzas.
You know, I'm always surprised that Art of Pizza and Pizza Bella are in the same block in the Crossroads.
They're literally the catty corner.
Yeah, and they've both
survived
for a lot of years.
Well, they have a very, very different product and a very different clientele. Hey, thank you so much, Mike from Fairway. Let's go to Tom. Tom, are you with us? Oh, I think we lost Tom. And let's go to Aaron. Aaron from Lee Summit.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm just calling to add in Square Pizza on the Independence Square and then Next Door Pizza in Lee Summit to the pizza conversation.
Okay. You know, I've eaten a couple pizzas at Square Pizza. They're pretty good. I love the name of the place because you know, you walk in and you think you're going to see a bunch of, you know, Republicans. No, it's a charming place and on the square and the pizza's good and not very expensive.
And is it? It is also a square-shaped pizza.
It is a square-shaped pizza, just like the school lunch pizzas.
Nice. I have to give a shout out to my favorite pizza in Kansas City before this hour ends. It's the Spin Pizzas number 19.
Okay.
Probably not pronouncing it. Chipotle y Chevre. It's roasted and caramelized onions with goat cheese and an onion fig marmalade. And I go crazy over that pizza. And I do not eat exclusively gluten-free, but I like it better with the gluten-free crust.
And you know, that's my favorite pizza, only I switch out the cheese and I get blue cheese instead of goat cheese.
Oh, that sounds
so
good.
So try it that way, too. Yeah. You know, another place we need to mention is Prairie Fire Oven food truck. David White, I think of him as the pizza man. He has really good pizza. He pulls his trailer. And it's wood fire.
How do you find out where it is?
You can go to his Facebook page, okay. And he tweets too.
Kenny, I think you want to talk about a favorite pizza of mine, which is Leo's North of the River.
Yes, sir.
That's a good pizza.
I'm not sure it's still open, but I'm sure it is. But it's great. Tiny place, mom and pop shop. Excellent pizza. I love it. Good. And I don't know if anybody said Grinders. They got really good pizza. And there's also a place called Rico's. Across the street from Johnson County Community College, which is really good.
You know, Rico's does. I'm glad you brought that up. Rico's has a very, very good pizza. A really good pizza.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and the big oven's right there in front of you. You can watch them bake it, and you can tell them how long to leave it in, you know. And also, I wanted to tell a joke, something my dad used to say whenever, not all the time, but when we'd eat pizza, he'd say, you know, pizza is like sex. When it's hot, it's good. And when it's cold, it's still pretty good.
Oh. Well, Chris Pasica used to tell that joke on the air for years. Let's go to Tom in the Crossroads. Tom, what is your favorite pizza?
It's got to be Grinders.
Why do you like Grinders so much?
The crust. I don't know what it is about it, but it's like crack. It just is good. And what I love is you can just...
The show has really gone downhill in the last three minutes,
it's starting
Charles.
To worry me, yeah. yeah, you know, I'll tell you, and thank you for that call, Tom. But yeah, I mean, people have very strong opinions about pizza, and you know, for some it's sex, for some it's crack, for some it's like me, it's just baked fat. Anyway, we are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Everyone loves pizza. We have so many emails. I'll just read a few of them. David called in to say that the pizza man is at Quivira, north of 103rd Street in Lenexa. Max tweets us, Johnny C's Pizza in Shawnee is a great St. Louis-style pizza. We've all got to remember that, you know, there is that. Mary, you're a St. Louis girl. What is St. Louis pizza?
They use a different cheese mix. It usually has provolone in it.
Oh, Provel.
Is Emo's still around?
Yeah. Emo's, I think, is still
in Westport,
around.
They are St. Louis-style pizza.
Danny tweets us that his standout pizza is Next Door Pizza in Lee Summit. They have the Tech 9 pizza. I actually have eaten at Next Door Pizza in Lee Summit, and it's really good. Let's see. We also have Jamie tweeted us that her favorite is Milwaukee Delicatessen at 9th and Baltimore. Absolutely fantastic. I have not had the pizza there, but I've had some sandwiches that are really, really good. Let's go to George. George in Lenexa.
Hey, yeah. Well, there's a couple places for us in Lenexa that we like to go to. Mafia Mike's was kind of our go-to favorite for a long time and still is. Great pizza, lots of good vegetarian options to eat there. But a new place that we just found a couple of days ago is Four Seasons Pizza and Pasta over on 79th and Quivira, roughly.
Oh, I've written about that place, yeah.
Yeah, it's in kind of one of those cursed locations that's always been something, and every 6 months it's out of business and it's something else. So we decided to this time actually try it out and go in and check it out. And we had their vegetarian pizza, and it was really, really good. They kind of go for that New York style of pizza, so it has a really kind of authentic New York style crust to it.
But George, saying that, really it is not New York style pizza because it's truly Italian pizza. The two owners are from Italy.
And yeah, they are, it's actually kind of cool. You talk to the owners for a little bit, and you can sense a genuine desire to produce a really good quality product and an actual genuine product. So he was talking about the pizza and how they make it and all that other stuff. So it was a really kind of a neat experience. And it's kind of a new place ish, relatively speaking. It's under a year old or so.
All right. That, and on that note, let's have a little pepperoni music, okay? As always, I'd like to thank my fellow food critics and pizza lovers, Emily Ferris, Chris Pasek, and Mary Block. Of course, you can always find a list of all the restaurants we mentioned today at kcur.org/centralstandard in just a few hours. You can subscribe to our podcast through that page or on iTunes. Central Standard returns on Monday with Gina Kaufman and the Cash Money Crew as they help you navigate how to prepare for the birth of a child. Financially, anyway. Our show was produced today by Matthew Long Middleton and Sylvia Maria Gross. Our announcer is Linda Scher. Up to date, just 1 minute away, I'm Charles Ferruza. This is Central Standard. Enjoy your food and your pepperoni eyes, Kansas City. Pepperoni.